topology, one psychologist was saying. A little understood science, or math, whichever. As with the black holes in space, how... Fred is seeing the world from inside out, the other man was declaring at the same moment. From in front, and from behind both, I guess. It's hard for us to say how it appears to him. Topology is the branch of math that investigates the properties of a geometric or other configuration that are unaltered if the thing is subjected to a one-to-one, any one-to-one continuous transformation. But applied to psychology. And when that occurs to objects, who knows what they're going to look like then? They'd be unrecognizable. As when a primitive sees a photograph of himself for the first time, he doesn't recognize it as himself, even though he's seen his reflection many times in streams from metal objects, because his reflection is reversed and the photograph of himself isn't. So he doesn't know it's the identical person. He's accustomed only to the reverse reflected image and thinks he looks like that. Often a person hearing his own voice played back, that's different. That has to do with the resonance in the sinus. Maybe it's you fuckers, Fred said, who are seeing the universe backward, like in a mirror. Maybe I see it right. You see it both ways, which is the... A psychologist said, they used to talk about seeing only reflections of reality, not reality itself. The main thing wrong with a reflection is not that it isn't real, but that it's reversed. I wonder. He had an odd expression. Parity. The scientific principle of parity. Universe and reflected image. The latter we take for the former, for some reason, because we lack bilateral parity. Whereas a photograph can compensate for the lack of bilateral hemispheric parity. It's not the object, but it's not reversed. So that objection would make photographic images not images at all, but the true form. Reverse of a reverse. But a photo can get accidentally reversed too if the negative is flipped, printed backward. You usually can tell only if there's writing. But not with a man's face. You could have two contact prints of a given man, one reversed, one not. A person who'd never met him couldn't tell which was correct. But he could see they were different and couldn't be superimposed. There, Fred. Does that show you how complex the problem of formulating the distinction between a left-hand glove and... Then shall it come to pass, the saying that is written, a voice said. Death is swallowed up in victory. Perhaps only Fred heard it. Because, the voice said, as soon as the writing appears backward, then you know which is illusion and which is not. The confusion ends, and death, the last enemy, substance death, is swallowed not down into the body, but up in victory. Behold, I tell you the sacred secret now. We shall not all sleep in death.